It is a beautiful text, and I hope the Lord doesn't mind if I insert this one instead. There's such a richness to the text. But what I wanted to ask today with this text, in that beautiful story of Jesus walking with two of his own followers, and they were unable to see him, what are times in your life when Christ has been walking with you and with me, and you and I have struggled to see the Lord? When I apply that question to my own life, both from before my time as a priest and during, I can think of times of pain, frustration, anger in my life, when it was hard to see the Lord. And a story that popped into my head was from my first year of priesthood. I was in the first year of priesthood, you're green, and everybody knows it. Bonnie knows this because she was a parishioner at Durand when I was a first year priest at Durand. And so when I came here, I'm like, oh no, she's got all the dirt on me from when I was a first year priest. And you kind of learn as you go. Yeah, seminary trains you, but so much of it, you got to learn on the fly. And I was so excited because a friend of mine I went to high school with, his name is Rob. Him and his fiance, Brenda, asked me to celebrate their wedding, come back to my home parish. And I thought, oh, this will be great, you know. And 3 weeks before the wedding, there was kind of a glitch in the schedule, and my day off in my first year was Friday because the pastor's was Monday. And for whatever reason, I had nothing, including no masses, scheduled for me to celebrate on Thursday. So I said, Father, would it be okay if I would take an extra day off this week and just go home and see my parents? I don't know why, but I just feel like I need to be home. So I took off on Wednesday night and got home 10-ish. And I just felt a need to pray for somebody. And I went to bed. And when I woke up that morning, I found out who I was compelled to pray for. Brenda had been in a car accident and was tragically killed 3 weeks before their wedding. Rob had to take the wedding dress back. And as you can imagine, something that was supposed to be great joy turned into devastation. My parish, the priest, was on vacation at this time, so my elongated days off turned into a work trip. And I went from celebrating Rob and Brenda's wedding to celebrating Brenda's funeral. Rob was very angry at God, understandably so. He questioned God. He could not see God in those moments. I remember two nights before the funeral, I had a dream. Brenda had gone through RCIA, and it wasn't just because she was marrying Rob. She really wanted to be Catholic, and boy, she loved the RCIA program, and her heart was just open to the Lord, and every time I saw her, she like had a list of 50,000 questions for me, and it was so fun. And in that dream, I saw Jesus and Brenda just kind of plopped down Indian style on the ground in front of him, looking up in wonder, just peppering Jesus with all these questions. I felt in that dream like I had a glimpse of both where Brenda is and what she's doing. That morning, in fear and trembling, I went up to Rob and I said, Rob, I've known you for a long time. You're one of the few people, after I tell you this, if you punch me, I wouldn't blame you. But let me tell you a story about the dream I had last night. And so I told him the dream, and he teared up and just looked down in anger and walked away. that night at the wake, I was praying hard for Rob and Brenda all day. And Rob came up to me with tears at the end of the wake and gave me this huge hug. And he said, "Father, thank you for telling me what you did." Tonight, at the end, I went up to Brenda's casket and put my hand on it. And I just said, "I love you." And he just started to sob deeply and whispered into my ears, "I heard her voice." I'm like, "What did she say?" She said, "I'm okay." And I said to her, "I'm not." And she said, "I'm with Jesus. You'll be okay too." Anger prevented Rob from seeing the Lord. And an open-hearted Brenda, even in death, invited him home. Rob had a rough couple years faith-wise, but I'm happy to report he's back engaged with the parish. He's an usher at the door, and he smiles. What are times that you have a hard time hearing God's voice? For you, is a time of anger, frustration, and pain. I've never had this problem, but I also know people who sometimes, the hyper-talented in this world, that people we look up to, because my goodness, they can do amazing things. When I talk with them, one of two realities emerges. One, either that hyper-talent hides some insecurities they have, or it can create a presumption. I don't need God. I have enough talent. And in those moments, I like to say, who gave you that talent? And if you say a gene pool, I can give you some examples where that doesn't always pan out. Despair and presumption, the two hearts that can prevail us from seeing Christ. When we look at through the road of Emmaus, Jesus' own followers, I think it's safe to say we're in despair. They hoped he'd be Messiah, and then he died on a cross. And their despair and their sadness and their frustration prevented them from seeing Christ. But then what was the changing point? And ironically, I think it even started to happen before the breaking of the bread. The starting point for them was when Jesus started to walk away. And they say, "Lord, stay with us. It's the end of the day. Stay with us." Remember at the beginning of the gospel, when his followers say, when Jesus asks his soon-to-be followers, "What do you seek?" They say, "Lord, where do you live?" And Jesus invited them into his home and said, "Come and see." Now at the end, his followers are inviting Christ into their home and by extension into their hearts. "Lord, stay with us." What is the antidote when we hit those times, either in despair or presumption, when we can't see Christ's face? Receptiveness, openness, invitation for the Lord to enter in. And then, with hearts open, they see in the most ancient reference to the Eucharist, the breaking of the bread in Acts. They do not see merely bread, but when it is handed, they see Christ, though his bodily form is not present, but that which they hold in their hands powerfully communicates to them Christ's presence. If your heart comes here, "Father, I don't see Christ," as I've shared with you before, just as the breaking of the bread is a powerful reference to the Eucharist, Christ is always with us. An inspired word, in the sacrament that we receive, and in the community of faith. Invite Christ in your house. Let him dwell, whether you are in pain or in joy. And in that invitation, see Christ, hear Christ, experience Christ, receive Christ into your lives.